This is an interesting viewpoint from Rwanda, but I think the main issue is that President Tshisekedi is actually the one who's supporting the SADC forces coming. So naturally, Rwanda would oppose that position because they suspect that when SADC gets into the eastern part of the DRC, where they're having these issues of security and the killings and the rape, that they will actually be securing an environment for some of these militias, like the FDLR, and they will also restrict the ability of the M23 rebels to continue with their activities in the DRC, the M23 being supported by Rwanda. So I think that's really where Kagame and Rwanda are coming from, this idea of SADC troops destabilizing the strategic balance in the region, because Rwanda feels this will give an advantage to the DRC army and to some of the militia that are allied with the Tshisekedi administration.
But on the other hand, the United Nations, US, France, and others have accused Rwanda of supporting the M23 rebels. Why wouldn't SADC forces help in that situation by removing them from that part of the country?
So US and France and even the UN have accused Rwanda of supporting the M23 rebels. But Rwanda on its part feels that the M23 rebels are actually a buffer. They are a counterweight to the Interahamwe former Hutu rebels that are still in the DRC, the genocidaires, right? So those militias that were associated with the former administration. And Rwanda, even though it's not admitted its support for the M23, there's significant evidence that suggests that Rwanda continues to support the M23. I must say that, a lot of these diplomatic initiatives in many cases cannot just be taken on face value, because there are parties on both sides, whether the Congolese government in Kinshasa or the rebel forces that are supported by Rwanda, that benefit from this violence, from the manufacture of this violence. In terms of Rwanda, there are allegations that Rwanda is exporting a lot of rare minerals and gold and coltan from the eastern DRC. So this violence and the state of chaos really allows these militia to continue to extract these minerals without paying taxes, without any regulation in terms of the allies of Rwanda. But there's also the counter argument on the other side that many elements of the DRC army have not been paid. A lot of their soldiers have not been paid. They are indisciplined. They are not a cohesive military force. And because of this chaos in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, there's a lot of collusion between the DRC army and some of these militia, like the FDLR and also the Mai Mai militia. And a lot of generals in the DRC army is alleged also benefit from this situation of chaos and violence. So they would not benefit if peace came through, because they are also involved in this extraction of minerals. But we also cannot deny the fact that there's also foreign players, a lot of foreign multinational companies, which are also involved in this illicit trade. So it's a really complicated picture of multiple players in the region that may say they want peace on one hand on the diplomatic table, but the reality is they are playing a game of manufacturing more violence and war in order to continue to extract these vast resources that are available in the eastern part of the DRC.